I just start selling SEI, and I getting notes from Aventura Nursing Home in Lake Zurich, and the date is June 7, 2023. First one is History and Physical on Venera, V-E-N-E-R-A. Last name is Corsello, C-O-R-S-E-L-L-O. In brackets, date of birth, 1/20/1930. This is 93-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She was there for bilateral cellulitis on both legs and has severe anxiety as well. She denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for anxiety, hypothyroidism, hypertension, Alzheimer's, dementia, family history is non-contributory, social history, no smoking, no alcohol use, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical examination is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 2, hemodynamically stable, HENT head is atomatic, normal, cephalic, pupils are equiractal, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral ferrier entry, abdomen is soft, extremities, no pulmonary edema, bilateral, both lower leg, some erythema is noted, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted, labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, bilateral, lower leg cellulitis, comma hypothyroidism, comma anxiety, comma hypertension, plan, same, patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and was transferred to skilled nursing facility because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with the nursing and rehab team. Patient is on antibiotics. She continues to require medications for her anxiety. Prescription for Xanax has been written. She has DVT prophylaxis. PT is seeing her as well. Next, history and physical is on Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E, last name is Yount, Y-O-U-N-T, in brackets, date of birth, 2/16/1929. This is 94-year-old male who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of himself. He had UTI with sepsis and metabolic encephalopathy. Now he's feeling better, but complaining of generalized weakness. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, Alzheimer's, dementia, atrial fibrillation, osteoarthritis, dyspepsia. Family history is non-contributory, social history, denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 1 to 2, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomatic, normal, cephalic, pupils are equiractal, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral ferrier entry with few scattered crackles, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pulmonary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted, labs and hospital records reviewed. Assessment and plan, UTI with sepsis, comma, metabolic encephalopathy, comma, urinary retention, comma, hypertension, comma, atrial fibrillation, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia. Plan, same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which he was hospitalized and then transferred to skilled nursing facility because he was not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, a reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. He has indwelling Foley catheter. He has IV antibiotics. He is slightly confused and forgetful, but improving. He has DVT prophylaxis. His heart rate and blood pressure is stable. Next is history and physical on Vicky, V-I-C-K-I, last name is Hinks, H-I-N-K-S, in brackets, date of birth, 1/1/1955. This is a 68-year-old female who was admitted to hospital and then transferred here for rehabilitation because she was not able to take care of herself. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, weakness, osteoarthritis, and history of TIA. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications, as per attached list. Review of systems as per STO present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 1 to 2, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomatic, normal cephalic, pupils are equiractal, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral ferrate entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pulmonary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, altered mental status, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, hypertension, comma, UTI, comma, Alzheimer's dementia. Plan, same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and then was transferred here. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She had a neurology appointment today. Will have physical and occupational therapy to continue to work with her, and further recommendations after some rehabilitation is done. Next history and physical is on Ann, A-N-N, last name is Lantolf, L-A-N-T-O-L-F, in brackets, date of birth 5/4/1934. Anne is readmitted to the nursing home after she had hospitalization for pneumonia. Now she is doing much better. She denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for atrial fibrillation, hypertension, Alzheimer's, dementia with mood disorder. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 1 to 2, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomatic, normal cephalic, pupils are equiractal, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral ferrate entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pulmonary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, acute pneumonia, comma, Coumadin toxicity, comma, hypertension, comma, atrial fibrillation, comma, Alzheimer's dementia with behavior disorder. Plan, same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and was transferred here. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing the patient's medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Many of her Alzheimer's medications have been discontinued because that can cause nausea and decreased appetite, and as the patient was not eating much before the hospitalization, and now her appetite is improving. Coumadin was held and she needed vitamin K. We'll repeat PTINR next week and physical therapy to see her. Next history and physical is on Colleen, C-O-L-L-E-E-N, last name is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, in brackets, date of birth, 8/29/1955. Colleen is readmitted to the facility from the hospital after she was there for some dehydration and UTI, now doing better. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, Alzheimer's, dementia, osteoarthritis, anxiety, dyspepsia. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per STO present illness. Physical examination is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 1 to 2, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomic, normospheric, pupils are equilateral, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, fair air entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pilar edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment plan, UTI, comma dehydration, comma hypertension, comma dyspepsia, comma Alzheimer's, dementia with behavior disorder. Plan, same. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, comma imaging, comma reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She is ambulatory. She is eating and drinking well. She is not aggressive. She is on antibiotics. We'll watch her closely. Next is progress note on NIRA, N-I-R-A, last name is Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, in brackets, date of birth, 9-4-1940, same, ROS same, all same, assessment and plan, COPD, comma CHF, comma hypertension, comma anxiety, comma Alzheimer's dementia, plan same. Patient is doing much better. She is not using oxygen most of the times. She still wants to go back and start smoking again, but her breathing is much better than before. Next one is Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, last name is Gliena, G-L-I-E-N-N-A, in brackets, date of birth, 3-26-1940, same, ROS same, all same, assessment and plan, hyperlipidemia, comma GERD, comma osteoarthritis, comma diverticulosis, comma hypertension, comma Alzheimer's dementia with depression. Plan same, patient is doing well. Her appetite is improving. She is comfortable. She is in wheelchair and pushing herself around. Next one is Ruth, R-U-T-H, last name is Lane, L-A-N-E, in brackets, date of birth, 3-3-1928, S-same, ROS same, all same, assessment plan, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, CHF, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, plan same, patient is doing well, she is comfortable, her blood pressure and heart rate is stable. Next one is Joan, J-O-A-N, last name is Clement, K-L-E-M-E-N-T, in brackets, date of birth, 10-28-1933, S-same, ROS same, all same, assessment plan, hypertension, comma, dyspepsia, comma, atrial fibrillation, comma, COPD, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, plan same, patient is eating on her own now, she is not losing weight as she was in the past, she is comfortable and denies any difficulty breathing. Next one is Angelo, A-N-G-E-L-O, last name is Caruso, C-A-R-U-S-O, in brackets, date of birth, 6-3-1927, S-same, ROS-same, all-same, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, plan same, patient is confused and forgetful, his weight is stable. Next one is Lindy, L-I-N-D-E, last name is Misurelli, M-I-S-U-R-E-L-L-I, in brackets, date of birth, 3-18-1957, S-same, ROS-same, all-same, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, dyspepsia, comma, Alzheimer's dementia with anxiety, plan, same, patient is doing well, she is confused, comma, forgetful and pleasant. She doesn't have any pain. She is moving all of her extremities. She's eating okay. Next one is Florence, F-L-O-R-E-N-C-E. Last name is Duda, D-U-D-A. In brackets, date of birth, 8-7-1936. S-same, ROS same, all same, assessment and plan. Hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, NIDDM, comma, Alzheimer's dementia with anxiety. Plan same. We'll cut down her EchoChecks as she is on comfort care and the family doesn't want EchoChecks to be checked 4 times a day. She is doing well. She is comfortable. Next one is Susan, S-U-S-I-N, last name is McIntyre, M-A-C-I-N-T-Y-R-E, in brackets, date of birth, 3-21-1947, S-same, ROS same, all same, assessment and plan, Parkinson's disease, comma dyspepsia, comma osteoarthritis, comma Alzheimer's dementia with mood disorder and sundown syndrome, plan same. Patient's caretaker is at next to her, and patient ate everything today. She is sleepy now. She is comfortable. Next one is Asis, A-S-I-S. Last name is Palma, P-A-L-M-A. In brackets, date of birth, 11-30-1945. S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment plan. Hypertension, comma, dyspepsia, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia with mood disorder. Plan, same. Patient is ambulatory. He is comfortable. Will cut down his amlodipine from 10 mg to 5 mg daily, as sometimes his blood pressure is on the lower side. Next one is Constance, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-C-E, last name is Chiarelli, C-H-I-A-R-E-L-L-I, in brackets, date of birth, 3-24-1934, under hospice, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment plan, hypothyroidism, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia with anxiety, plan, same, patient is doing well, she is comfortable, her weight is stable. Next one is Ruth, R-U-T-H, last name is Joy, J-O-Y, in brackets, date of birth, 8-3-1928, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment plan, hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, dyspepsia, comma, old stroke with right-sided weakness, comma, Alzheimer's dementia with mood disorder, plan, same, patient is doing well, her blood pressure is stable, she is comfortable. Next one is Pauline, P-A-U-L-I-N-E, last name is Bertoli, B-E-R-T-O-L-I, in brackets, date of birth, 3-9-1929, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment and plan, hypothyroidism, comma, dyspepsia, comma, CHF, comma, hypertension, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia, plan, same, patient is doing okay, she ate well today, her blood pressure is stable. Next one is Rita, R-I-T-A, last name is Daly, D-A-L-Y, in brackets, date of birth, 11-23-1924, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment and plan, GERD, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, CHF, comma, hypertension, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia with anxiety, plan, same, patient is doing well, she is comfortable, she denies any nausea or vomiting, she denies any difficulty breathing. Next one is Genevieve, G-E-N-E-V-I-E-V-E, last name is Galloway, G-A-L-L-O-W-A-Y, in brackets, date of birth, 7-26-1932, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment and plan, hyperlipidemia, comma, dyspepsia, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, hypertension, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia with anxiety, plan, same, patient is doing well, she is comfortable, she didn't eat much today, she denies any difficulty breathing. Next one is Leona, L-E-O-N-A, last name is Harry, H-A-R-R-Y, in brackets, date of birth, 11-4-1926, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, dyspepsia, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia with anxiety, plan, same, patient is doing well, she is comfortable, she's eating and drinking okay. Next one is Ruby, R-U-B-Y, last name is Groik, G-R-O-A-K, in brackets, date of birth, 7-29-1928. S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment plan. Hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia with anxiety. Plan, same, patient is doing well. She had good lunch today. She is in her room now. She denies any headaches or dizziness. Next one is Lily, L-I-L-L-I-E, last name is Stone, S-T-O-N-E, in brackets, date of birth, 11-9-1936, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment plan, dyspepsia, comma, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, anxiety, plan, same, patient is doing well, she is done with IV antibiotics, she is looking forward to going home. Next one is Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, last name is Ruther, R-U-T-H-E-R, in brackets, date of birth, 4-10-1957, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment and plan, COPD, comma, metastatic lung cancer, comma, anxiety, comma, hypertension, comma, sacral decubitus ulcer, plan, same, patient and her family chose to go on hospice, will keep her comfortable, she is doing okay otherwise. Next one is Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, last name is Emmanuel, E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L, in brackets, date of birth, 3-9-1940, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment plan, C. diff colitis, comma, anxiety, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, hypertension, comma, liver transplant. Plan, same patient was started on oral vancomycin. Now he is starting to eat more. His wife is at bedside. He is comfortable. He is in wheelchair. Next one is Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, last name is Steidle, S-T-E-I-D-E-L-E, in brackets, date of birth, 5-7-1946, SM, ROSM, all same, assessment and plan, COPD, comma, anxiety, comma, hypertension, comma, dyspepsia, comma, osteoarthritis, plan, same, patient is ambulatory, he's eating okay, his breathing is stable. He probably will be long-term here. Next one is Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, last name is Just, J-U-S-T, in brackets, date of birth, 10-2-1950, SM, ROSM, all same, assessment and plan, edema, comma, hypokalemia, comma, history of recent colon resection for perforation with colostomy, plan same, patient is on potassium supplementation, will give Lasix for her edema. She is getting better. She has follow-up appointment with her surgeon because she is still leaking from the incision site. Next one is Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A. Last name is Fredericks, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K-S. In brackets, date of birth, 10-14-1991. This is history and physical. Melissa was readmitted to the facility from the hospital because her J tube was out, and then subsequently she was admitted, and no history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes requiring insulin, chronic renal failure on hemodialysis, anxiety, depression, family history is non-contributory, social history, denies smoking, drinking, allergies, non-medications as per a test list, review of systems as per still present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomic, normal, sphelic, pupils are equirectal, light, neck is up on no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, failure entry, abdomen is soft, extremities, no pulmonary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted, labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, IDDM, comma, chronic renal failure on hemodialysis, comma, PEG tube, comma, anxiety and depression, comma, narcotic dependence, comma, back pain. Plan, same significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Her J-tube was reinserted by interventional radiology. Surgeon saw the patient and there was no surgical issues. Patient insists on continuing to be on narcotics. Physical therapy is working with her and she's doing much better and she can be discharged home to be followed up as outpatient by her physicians, end of dictation, they start sending SAINI.